We're here on Washington Avenue in photographer David Spielman's gorgeous photography gallery. It's an off and on rainy summer afternoon, and we're surrounded by David's gorgeous photographs and his books. Outside the front door are sources of inspiration, Commander's Palace, Lafayette Cemetery, and we're talking with David about his gorgeous new book, his fifth, called New Orleans Portrayed. New Orleans has been such a great muse for you, David. You've captured writers in your book, Southern Writers, musicians offstage in When Not Performing, and two books about Katrina, the Katrina Chronicles and the Katrina Decade. She never lets you down, does she?
No, she doesn't. She's this ever-changing, constantly conflicting herself, inspiring, disappointing, and aggravating us as we go. So you're right, there's never, ever a dull moment.
But you set out for this project with a specific mission in mind. Talk about that mission.
Well, we were looking at the 300th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I thought, well, something needs to be done kind of to create a window of what we look like at 300. Now, I wasn't trying to be the quintessential, the cliched place. I've been here almost 50 years. So I wanted to go back and reinvestigate all the things that I knew. Travel the same roads that I traveled. Instead of going left, I wanted to go right.
Now, you said you wanted this to be a one-man WPA project. What was it about the WPA photographs that inspired you so much? Which of the photographers have special?
Oh, there's a ton of them. But I mean, you know, you look at Walker Evans, you look at Gordon Parks, Dorothea Lange, and, you know, Walker Evans' wonderful quote is good photography is unpretentious. And I really try to approach things that way. They didn't have any technology. They had the telegraph and occasionally a phone, but they had to go out and find it themselves. They would hear stories, travel a road, maybe nothing happened, go back a few days later, go down that same road again. So I wanted to take that kind of slow, methodical kind of approach, not trying to force any imagery. And so, you know, I've got a Mardi Gras Indian sewing his costume. Last thing, I did not want to have Mardi Gras Indians parading. There are tens of thousands of pictures throughout the world of that. This man, Chief Spoon, is there sewing just a few days before Mardi Gras, frantically trying to get everything ready.
One of the things that fascinates me about New Orleans is the devotional quality that people bring to their work.
Yeah.
You know, like Mardi Gras is all year round, work, mm-hmm. work, work. So you have Chief Spoon, mm-hmm. I love that photograph, and you have Sarah Burrow making the coconuts too.
Yeah. That's right. And special people like Leah Chase, who—
Yes, making her grocery list.
Making her grocery. And I'd taken pictures of her several times before. She's just one of the most gracious ladies I've ever met. I said, can we do something a little different? And she says, of course. So I said, what's your day like? She said, well, I get in there and the prep cooks are getting ready and I work and figure out what we need for the day to make the call and stuff like that. So she's in that front bar portion. She's looking out across the street, across Orleans Street, trying to figure out how many heads of lettuce, how many, you know, cans or whatever. You know, it's just so much fun.
She's very generous. She was very generous with letting people into her daily life.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real gift to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, you've gone to great lengths to capture extremes of life here. Elegant residences, homeless guys sleeping or living near the overpass, the Corner Cafe, the Galatoire's dining room, and all parts of the city, not just certain parts of the city. So talk about the scope of this project and then how you narrowed it down, how you were able to do that.
it's like a giant puzzle. I mean, I spent a good bit over a year taking these pictures. The book has 114, I think, images. There were several thousand images that were taken. And so you make small prints, you lay them out on a table and kind of say, okay, I've got too much of this, not enough of that. If you do any traveling through this city, you will traverse all of these different neighborhoods. And so if you, like with me, I like to drive around and look. So I'm constantly looking, taking notes of things that might be of interest. It's just a wonderful collection of neighborhoods, people, and it's just never ending.
Oh, the elegance of these pictures. You can look at them for a long, long time. And what I love is that you've made all these assurances that your work will live, that will always be there for people to see, and the historic New Orleans collection and NoMA, places like that. So it's going to last, your idea of this city.
I've been given this gift of taking pictures. And I think that there's a certain amount of responsibility. I mean, Mark Twain said the two most important days of your life are the day that you were born and the day that you realize why you were born. And I'm very, very lucky because I realized at 15 I wanted to be a photographer. And I've been trying like crazy to be a photographer ever since then.
We've been talking with David Spielman, whose gorgeous new book is New Orleans Portrayed. David, thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.